Questions 18 through 20. One of Mendelssohn's friends in his youthful days was Edward Devrient, a good musician and excellent singer. These friends used to explore the music of old Bach and enjoy the learning displayed there. One day, they took up the old cantor's passion music, which had not been heard for 100 years, and which was, even to such good musicians as they, known by name only. They were fascinated by the beauties of this noble masterpiece, and Devrient enthusiastically declared it ought to be given in public. Mendelssohn at first ridiculed the suggestion, saying the public would not give it a cordial reception and that it was sure to be a failure. But after talking it over, Mendelssohn became as enthusiastic on the subject as was his friend. So the two young fellows went to see Zelter, Mendelssohn's teacher, the most influential musician in Berlin. After considerable argument, they convinced Zelter that their plan would work and, securing his promise of cooperation, went home to do what such a performance needs. They had to secure the soloists, the double chorus, and the double orchestra demanded by the score. Devrient himself sang the part allotted to Christ, and Mendelssohn conducted. It is needless to say that the performance given in 1829 was a big success. A repetition was demanded, and not Berlin alone, but the whole musical world began to realize that in Sebastian Bach's great works, there was a mine of wealth that would be unexhausted for ages. And it was to these young men that we owe our knowledge and appreciation of the Leipzig cantor's masterwork of sacred music.